Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Funky Friday here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Hope it's going well for you. And if it's not, just blame it on Friday the 13th, baby. That's the one thing I do like about a Friday the 13th or something of that nature. It's a great place to just shuffle the blame off.
You got an excuse.
You don't have to put it on yourself. Yeah. Don't carry that. That's not your problem. That's mm-hmm. Friday the 13th. That's the calendar's fault. Mm-hmm. Not even on you. So let that roll off of your back. Have a fantastic Friday. And thank you for making our Friday fantastic by rocking with us here on Sports Radio 610. In fact, for you doing that, I will now give you the opportunity to jump into the courtroom of the honorable, or maybe dishonorable, Judge John Lopez. Let's do a little bit of Judge John Lopez here. There's a couple of stories that are happening in the world of sports that I want your ruling
on. I need
to
get my British wig on.
Your powdered wig?
Yeah, I need to get a powdered wig.
What a sight that would be. Okay, so next time we do this, I feel like powdered wig has to be in tow.
And a robe.
And a robe.
All right, so entirely off topic, and I apologize for this. Uh-huh. I was watching the BET Awards. Was that earlier this week? And
Sunday?
I was on Monday.
Tuesday.
Monday?
Monday or Tuesday, yeah.
Why did I find out that Miss Pat has a courtroom show?
I ran across it a couple times.
And the weirdest part about it is they have a jury, and the jury is celebrities. And I was like, that's the last thing I want.
Yeah.
Why is Chris Brown ruling on my case right now?
Oh, Lord. Lord.
I don't want that at all. We'll put that in case. He's got cases of his own to worry about.
Yeah.
And that doesn't count as expertise. Anyways, the expertise here is the one of John Lopez. And we begin with the case that originates out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And it has to do with Carly Ursay Gordon. That mm-hmm. is your defendant here.
The new big boss.
Yes, she is the new big boss, the daughter of the former big boss, Jim Irsay, who, mind you, is actually going into the Colts Ring of Honor, probably understandable and to be seen there. However, the case pertains to this, gentlemen. Carly Ursay Gordon has been the topic of conversation on social media over the last couple of days because she talked about her penchant for being on the sideline during games, wearing a headset.
Yeah.
And kind of keeping an eye on the various things that are happening with play calling and such. So Ursay Gordon, she's taking over the team. She spent like more than a decade working in almost every portion of the organization. We talked about that somewhat when her father indeed passed. But she said that, it sort of accelerated her ability to learn about the game. And so she decided pretty early on that she would wear a headset on the sideline to be tapped into what's happening, the communications of the coaching staff as they go through the games. Quote, she's always in meetings, whether it's team meetings, D-unit meetings, in the D-line room, on the field almost every day at practice, and obviously on the sidelines, is according to our friend DeForest Buckner. She's always got her big notebook, always taking notes, always asking questions about the game, and obviously now is her time to step up and take the lead, and we all have great confidence in her, close quote. And so, Judge John Lopez, is this a good way to operate as an owner? Because we've had conversations, Fig, and I don't know where you stand on this.
I'd like to hear the each side.
Okay.
Why you think it is a good way to operate as an owner, and why you think it might be too much.
All right, Figgy, where would you like to take here the idea of having the headset, being on the sideline, being immediately tapped in on every game to what the play calling is from the coaching?
I think, to me personally, I think it's very impressive that she's taking all of this information in like this and trying to learn the game of football and all this other stuff. It seemed like she's trying to learn all the ins and outs of a football team. And I really, to me, I think that's super dope. I kind of want to see a little more of it. However, I do feel like when things are going bad, then that could be a bad, it could be a bad sign. It could trickle on down a little bit where, you know, if you're having a bad season or some type of bad game, and if she decides to jump in on something and it don't work out right.
But you do think overall it's good?
I think it's good for her as far as like becoming the owner, jumping into that ownership and trying to learn everything. But I don't know about this lasting for so long where she's just the owner on the headset all the time.
Yeah, and I think that's where the opposite portion of the case comes in. Because this feels like the type of thing that a meddling owner would do, right? This is the likes of Jerry Jones being all up in all the meetings and stuff, and being the man who does the press conferences and everything. Often we talk about good owners and we say the good owners empower their people to do their jobs. And we've all had a manager or some level of boss that has been a little bit of a micromanager, even if they're not actually adding input, that eyes over the shoulder inherently affect the way that things are done. And she is inherently all over that in the time periods where you're making, you know, decisions in the heat of the battle. Does he affect some of that? And also there is a question to be asked. She was not the big boss. Now she is. Now she has the power and maybe you could say the temptation to go a step further of starting to make some suggestions or ask immediately in circumstances where maybe it's not fair. Hey, why didn't this work? When in all reality, that could be one step in trying to figure out what the larger issue is. So this is one of those things that I think a lot of people pop up and go, ooh, is she going to meddle? Is this going to be a place where this is going to open the opportunity for her to not allow the people that she's hired, Shane Steichen, Chris Ballard, and then obviously down to coordinators or whatever, to not do their jobs to the best of their ability?
All right. So what I have to rule on here, basically, is it good for the health of the organization and the team? Right?
Yes.
Her doing this.
Correct.
Now, Figgy mentioned how impressive it was. I think he called it super dope.
My words exactly.
Oh, that's a legal term.
I think that's, I will check the court record, but I'm pretty sure that showed up. Yes.
I've heard Busby say it. I've heard Rusty Harden say it in court. It's super dope. So don't apologize for that.
Legal terminology.
Yeah, that's right. So is it healthy? He says it's impressive and it's super dope. As judge on this case, impressive doesn't mean healthy. Impressive might mean, you know, good for her trying to learn the game. On the other hand, Reggie projected perhaps a meddling owner, mentioned Jerry Jones by name, and it might be empowering her now that she's the sole, I guess, final voice that she would meddle. This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
Can I say you're allowed to litigate from the bench here?
Yeah. And my point on this would be in my ruling here. I think both of y'all, both sides, no matter what side you take.
Oh, we getting a hung jury?
No.
Mistrial
are leaning on assumptions and projections.
Okay, fair.
We have to just lean on the facts that we've seen and the facts that I've heard. Like any judge, I'm not going to presume anything. I'm not going to project anything until it's done. So based on the facts and what she said, I'm going to say it's healthy because it might change. It might change next season. But right now she's trying to learn. You know, she's trying to make good decisions. I believe one of the things she said, Reggie, was, I want to know what they're talking about. So in case there's a blame game that ends up happening between, oh, the coaches aren't doing this, they're not calling that, or the players are not implementing play. So she would know what she's hearing. So where's my gavel? I rule it as healthy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Some other things that came out of the USA Today article that I'm referencing. One of the things that she's, according to Ursay Gordon, one of the things that being on the headset has really helped me learn is to question earlier. It's such a complex organism. a football team and how it operates on game day, I think that's been very valuable because it also helps us be able to know where do we need to make tweaks, what resources do we need, what do we need to fix. So much of it comes down to how we operate and how things work. So I do think that there is some room to give her credit for not being too detached from like lower levels, because we can all complain about this in various work instances of a boss at the very high ends not understanding what it means to be on the ground level.
That's where I was getting at with it, because sometimes you got some owners that have no idea that this person in charge, your right-hand man, have no idea what he's doing.
And I think what it does, and again, this could change next year. She might be a meddling owner, but right now I don't think she is. I think she's trying to learn and know. What I think it prevents and avoids is believing the general manager who's always sitting with you in your booth, as opposed to believing the coach,
opposed
to believing, exactly.
And then some of the times you have some owners that just have no idea.
Right.
All this football jargon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she's learning all the football jargon and all that stuff. So maybe you can't pull a fast one on her.
And it kind of avoids the he said, she said. Well, yeah. I believe them because they said this. No, I heard this, you know. So
yeah.
I'm kind of impressed with it.
Okay. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We go to the next, the next item on the docket here. Defendant, Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller attended, obviously.
Not guilty.
Wow. Oh, man. He attended, obviously, game 3 of the NBA Finals because, I mean, it's in Indiana.
Oh, are you going to talk about the jersey?
Reggie Miller.
Oh, boy. This
being
is gonna be a tough
roasted
one.
By fans online.
This
what
gonna
for?
Be a tough one.
Reggie Miller was seen sideline because, obviously, you know, he's done with his duties. Mm-hmm. He works TNT. The finals are only broadcast on ABC, so he doesn't have work to do. So he's there as a fan, sitting courtside. In attire that amounts to some acid wash jeans, a long sleeve Indiana Pacers yellow hoodie, hoodie shirt.
This is gonna be.
And his Indiana Pacers jersey
was his
so it said
Miller
Indiana
on the back.
Yes, throwback Indiana. I'm talking drop shadow, block letters, Indiana Pacers number 13 Reggie Miller jersey.
Get to the
on
hook.
The sideline.
Get to the grand finale.
He is wearing this, and he's sitting next to Big O, ain't he? Is that Oscar Robertson that he's sitting next to?
Yeah, he was behind him, right?
But yes. And then also, he has the front tucked into
there
his
it
jeans.
Is. There it is.
As if he is going to rodeo, except it's not a big belt buckle neither. And so he has been roasted on the television.
Yeah.
Figgy, what side of this would you like to take?
Now, are we taking the side of, I'm trying to understand what part are we going at? Are we just.
Was that a faux pas?
Do you want to defend his actions? Or are you prosecuting?
Are we looking, what's on trial? Is the fashion part on trial?
Yes.
Or him being a media member just being
fat
boy?
No, screw that.
Okay.
Just the acid wash jeans, hoodie, jersey tucked in.
Wearing your own jersey, sidelines tucked in.
That's the part. To me, look, I don't care what y'all say.
Yeah.
I'm totally against him wearing his own jersey, like in that type of way. Unless you're like currently on the team and you're doing some charity work and you throw on the jersey or something like that, that's fine. But him being Reggie Miller, a Hall of Famer, somebody that's well, everybody know, ain't nobody, he ain't got to wear no jersey with his name on it for people to know who Reggie Miller is. So you walking around looking like that? Nah, man, I'm cool on that. He could have just got away with the hoodie.
Is there any case for the, it's fine?
He is the mascot of this particular playoff run
mm-hmm.
for the Indiana Pacers, as evidenced by during the New York Knicks series, mm-hmm. he was a part of the story because Tyrese Halliburton hits a knockdown shot and does the Reggie Miller choke, and he's pointing to Reggie Miller, and Reggie Miller's pointing back. Yeah. He has been a part of the story in that particular run with all of the, you know, with that nostalgia has been part of it. So being the mascot and trying to bring good juju, here's the jersey, baby. Like, this is not just I'm out here watching the game. I am out here giving y'all all of what y'all are giving me on this court. And ultimately, maybe the biggest defense, they won the game, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Strong case. I didn't think there was one.
You're welcome.
But I'm going to be objective here. That's a strong case. He is the mascot. And, you know, the faux pas to me were acid wash jeans, first of all.
That was he was like, actually, the jersey I don't care about. What are those?
I love Reggie Miller. I can't let him pass on this one, though. I'm sorry. Good case by you, Reggie.
I tried. I did my best.
But guilty. Guilty.
Somebody say y'all were wrong. Oh, Mark Jackson jersey. Sorry, 31 was his number. So he was wearing a Mark Jackson jersey.
Okay.
Okay. It wasn't his
jersey. That was my bad. I apologize because that was a mental slip by me. But either way, Mark Jackson jersey, mm-hmm. you're still in that space or does it change at all if it's not?
Yeah, tucked in.
Tucked in. Also, yeah, not even fully tucked. Is it better if it's half tucked like it was? Thank you, Magic, for bringing this up mm-hmm. on the YouTube page. Is it better if it's half tucked in the front or is it better if it's fully tucked all the way around?
If you're not playing basketball on the court in the jersey, like, why are you tucking the jersey in like that?
Yes. Yes.
Like,
it is a little long, right? Mm-hmm. Their official jerseys are long. You know what I mean?
But you ain't tucking no jersey into some jeans, man.
Do better. Do better.
Just rock the hoodie, man.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller can't have a stylist, right?
Nah.
Why not? The way that he dresses, I feel like that stylist is not getting good publicity.
I don't think so. Nah, he don't.
Anyways, that is Judge John Lopez. I think that we found some good things when it came to I do appreciate somebody on the text line. Or sorry, this is Fernando on the YouTube page mentioning we should get Amy Adams Strunk on the Titans sideline. See if that helps things out. Maybe hurts it. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Yes, it was Mark Jackson's jersey. I take my pens for that, and that's probably why I lost the case in that instance. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping in the loop, and we'll talk a little bit about we said we were going to talk about. I'm sorry, I've forgotten in this moment.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's talk about a little NHL, a little Stanley Cup. And,
that's right.
You know, obviously, may have to revisit the Astros a little bit.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We'll do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.